Unit 10. The Ecosystem. Page 115. Listening. Human Impact on Ecosystems. Activity 3. Listen again and decide whether the statements are true, T, or false, F.
Good morning. I'd like to introduce Dr. Steve Logan, an environmental expert with a lot of experience in biodiversity conservation. He'll talk about the importance of ecosystems at our environmental club meeting. Please welcome Dr. Logan.
Thank you, Nam. As you know, an ecosystem includes living and non-living things, and each of them plays an important role. A healthy ecosystem brings many benefits, such as cleaning our air and water, providing food, and controlling climate changes. But human activities are damaging our planet's biodiversity. Half of our coral reefs have disappeared, and it's believed that 90% of the world coral reefs will die by 2050 due to warming oceans and pollution. We've cut down one-third of the world's forests to make space for farming or houses. As a result, many animals and plants have lost their habitats, and many species are disappearing.
So people are destroying the balance of local ecosystems, aren't they? But this in turn will affect human life.
That's right. One day we may not have fresh air to breathe or water to use. This may happen if we damage the fine balance among all living and non-living things in the ecosystems. As species disappear, the food chain may break down. We may run out of food, suffer from health problems, and face more natural disasters. So what can we do to restore ecosystems?
Listening Test 2. 2. Listening. Listen to some information about cyberbullying. Circle the best answer, A, B, or C. You will listen twice.
Bullying is an issue that can be found in many schools of different levels. It can be physical, verbal, or emotional. In today's digital age, a new form of bullying emerging is called cyberbullying. It can happen anywhere, anytime, and be carried out by anyone with a digital device. Some examples of this include sending and sharing information and pictures of someone with the intention of causing emotional damage. Online bullies are usually more hateful since they don't have to come face to face with their victims. As a result, cyberbullying is often more dangerous than other forms of bullying. Having surveyed thousands of students, the Cyberbullying Research Centre estimated that more than 35% of young people from 12 to 17 years old had experienced being bullied online. In addition, only 10% of victims of cyberbullying admitted to having trouble online. A majority of them suffered in silence out of shame, embarrassment, or fear of making it worse. This can lead to depression, low self-esteem, and suicidal thoughts. Despite the growing awareness of the issue, cyberbullying is still on the rise everywhere due to the increasing spread of the internet and social media.
Now listen again.
Bullying is an issue that can be found in many schools of different levels. It can be physical, verbal, or emotional. In today's digital age, a new form of bullying emerging is called cyberbullying. It can happen anywhere, anytime, and be carried out by anyone with a digital device. Some examples of this include sending and sharing information and pictures of someone with the intention of causing emotional damage. Online bullies are usually more hateful since they don't have to come face to face with their victims. As a result, cyberbullying is often more dangerous than other forms of bullying. Having surveyed thousands of students, the Cyberbullying Research Centre estimated that more than 35% of young people from 12 to 17 years old had experienced being bullied online. In addition, only 10% of victims of cyberbullying admitted to having trouble online. A majority of them suffered in silence out of shame, embarrassment, or fear of making it worse. This can lead to depression, low self-esteem, and suicidal thoughts. Despite the growing awareness of the issue, cyberbullying is still on the rise everywhere due to the increasing spread of the internet and social media.